Whoa, hey now, it's all right. I tried to be as considerate as possible and appear in front of you, but looking back on that decision I made 30 seconds ago, I can see how it's faulty. When I was alive, I would have freaked out too, seeing a ghost appear in front of me. You can put the crucifix down. I'm just a harmless ghost. Besides, didn't you want to talk to me? I would have used the Ouija board to communicate, but I prefer actual words. Yeah, I'm real. Maybe 2 months or so? I don't know exactly. Time isn't the same for you as it is for me. When you float around all day through walls without really having to be anywhere at any specific time, you tend not to glance at a watch. And seeing as I died without a watch on, I can't even do that. Oh man, I'm doing this all wrong. Okay. I'm sorry for scaring you, first of all. I'm telling the truth when I say I mean you no harm. I bumped into the mug on accident. I swear. I didn't push it over on purpose to scare you. I felt really, really bad about it, which is why I picked up the pen to write you an apology note, but then you screamed because all you saw was a floating pen, and I felt even worse. No, I didn't die here. I'll get to that in a second. I am really bad at this. I should start by saying I don't know what you've seen in movies, but I am here to comfort you and provide you company. I don't want to haunt you or throw things around, anything like that. I can promise you that you're not hallucinating. I know this is really out there, and even if you were lonely enough to hallucinate, wouldn't you hallucinate something cooler than me? I'm just a regular old ghost. Get creative. Come on now. I know you're lonely because I've been watching you for the past 2 months. I originally floated towards here because I heard you crying. I know what it's like to be lonely, I mean. I was really lonely when I was alive. I didn't have much family I cared to talk to, or a lot of friends. Any, really. I wish I could answer your question, but again, time is really weird for me. I don't know how long ago it is I died, and my memory is patchy at best. I remember emotions more than anything. I wasn't always sad or lonely. I remember bright spots of happiness, too. I'm glad you have those, too. Even if they seem to be few and far between nowadays. No, I don't know the specifics. And I don't expect you to tell me anything you don't want to. But really, I'm here to provide you with company. Even when you can't see me, you'll know you'll never be alone. Yeah, I'd say really weird but comforting is an apt description. You know, you're a really strong person. I have to say that. I've watched you for long enough to know that, so please don't try to tell me otherwise. You're obviously going through a lot, and I commend the strength it takes to get up every morning and put on clean clothes and head out the door. I've seen you stand in your kitchen trying to decide what to eat because the thought of making even a sandwich is overwhelming sometimes. I know what that is because I've felt it too. I think should is an entirely misused word. Most times I've heard it, it's been used to manipulate and guilt someone. Should you be able to get out of bed without giving yourself a pep talk? Should you be able to keep your living space clean at all times? Should you be able to be doing X, Y, and Z? You know your limits. People will judge you regardless. It sucks, but it's true. They see you through their lens, which is colored by their own experiences. So, on a day when you call into work because you literally can't find the strength to get out of bed, you reached your limit, and that's okay. I wouldn't say I have a lot of wisdom. I just have insight from having been here for a while. Oh gosh, no. I've let you have plenty of privacy as well. I'm a ghost, not a creep. No, I don't really know how long I'll be here. I guess until you don't want me here anymore? Just please don't bring an exorcist. Just let me know when you want me to move on. I've never stuck in one place longer than a week, to be honest. But with you, you're different. I think we would have been friends if I were still alive. I can't take a physical form for too long. I get pretty weak and tired, but I can still communicate through notes. I didn't want to freak you out anymore, is all. I didn't want you to think you have a poltergeist or blood would start dripping from the walls. Yeah, I've met a few in my time. Poltergeists are really nasty. You won't get one while I'm here. They like being the big bad monster of the house and having a go saying, "Hey, maybe you should be nicer," really ticks them off. Well, I can be as present or as invisible as you want. It's all about you. I mean, with everything you're going through, if you need me to be there, I'll pop up regardless. I know how hard it is going through things alone, but you're not anymore, so please, if you're feeling upset, just ask for me to appear. I'll never be so far away I can't hear you. On another note, with Halloween coming up, I can help you have the best house on the block. Sure, I can help you set up decorations. I can float up and reach the high spots. Just tell me where I need to go.